wiper or the go. Money, there like just go. Like a coat machine. You're
it's like one of those sushi restaurants where they're like on their balcony.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You go ahead with the music.
So you could just like roll in, sit at the table, swipe your credit card, grab your straw. Your
credit card.
And just start drinking. Nice!
Are you starting now?
Yeah.
Look at his mustache.
Got something on it.
It's all orange.
It was from this.
It is from that. I was going to accuse you of sitting naked on a beanbag chair eating Cheetos.
Yeah. That's why my penis turned orange. Oh my God. Doctor.
You bring him alive. Like, I talk like this on the podcast.
Oh
and he gets embarrassed, but he talks about his penis here.
Oh,
right?
It's different. This we're in a bar.
We're in a bar, and it's his friend,
we're
not yours.
We're in a bar at the office.
Well, okay.
You think about it?
Yeah, you. I don't know that you want to.
A pseudo bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake says the street.
Okay, so I'll start. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't realize what you're opening up.
Oh, is it gonna be bad?
Well, it could be. See, we don't have a problem with. You guys have tried to keep yours on a PG level, and I think that's a great idea.
It wasn't sure. Today.
No, it didn't. It was a little more so. Yeah, no. I got a little carried away. Ken and mine have been more close to X, hard to X-ray. Welcome into Male Encounters of the Lifetime.
Ours is PG-21.
PG-21, yeah.
I feel like ours is too, though. But you guys can say the F-word.
We have. I mean, I try not to. I try to use my vocabulary, limited as it may be, I try to use it, and I need to use it now to introduce the show, if that's okay with you.
Oh, are you on? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I had no clue. I mean, I don't want to do it unless it's okay with you.
Let me think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, super. Male Encounters of the Life Kind. We're once again sitting here at Traeger's, and Julia's messing with my microphone. That didn't come out right.
Yeah, just
and,
the tip, though.
And the ladies from Filk are here, but they both, Felicia immediately says, I'm not talking. And who's done the most talking?
I think it was Felicia.
Well, how long has the show been on? Because like, I thought we were just waiting for it to go on.
While I was talking about the bar table vending machine.
Oh, we were on then?
You're kidding me. Well, you know what's funny is Julie looks at me and she goes, I'm going to go ahead and start it right now. You're running the board. Get after it.
Conversation.
That's right.
Okay,
so,
I'm
going to
zip it now.
The famous last words. We'll get a little alcohol in you. And, man, you'll be, yeah. You could turn her mic up a little bit since she's kind of talking anyway.
I'm not going to talk.
How many times has she said I'm not going to talk?
You're making me talk. You're a whore, David.
I am, but I'm damn proud of it.
Lindsay has a problem.
Yeah. Anyway, and I think we're going to get something from the doghouse out there at Traeger's. You can find them online, too, at TraegersBar.com.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget them because we sometimes kind of slide that. And I would like to thank that our sound engineer is here. Julie from the Female Encounters of the Life Kind is here as well to run sound for us, which kind of makes me a little bit more comfortable. Have you noticed I'm a little bit more at ease than normal?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little easier to conversate and stuff. Felicia is here as well.
When you start fiddling with your button, you start to tense up.
I know. That's
did you say butt?
My ex
butt?
Used to tell me the same thing. Oh, my.
Yeah. Let somebody else do it, and you can just lay back and relax.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's exactly what's happening right now. Oh, sorry, Herb. we've lassoed her for tonight.
Yes.
At least for an hour or so tonight. All right, so, right. And I told myself today, driving back from Durango, told myself, dude, have some kind of plan when you go today. When you go this afternoon for the show.
Why would you change?
I don't know. I you know.
Okay, so what's the plan?
I don't have no clue. I am like totally. So I will say I want to share this, and I shared it on my radio show too, and I'm going to give Julie credit for it because it's funny as hell.
Oh, that's my joke.
I don't. Did you send it to me on the female one, the two of you, or did you send
it? I texted it to you.
Just you though, not in the group text, right? Okay. So so here it is. Let me share this with you. Okay. A man is sitting in a bar, and two very large women with interesting accents are sitting near him. Okay? Have you heard this joke? Stop me if you heard this.
No.
Okay, good. He asks, "Cool accents. Are you two ladies from Scotland?" One yells back, a little upset, "It's Wales, you idiot." He replies, "Oh, my bad. Are you two whales from Scotland?"
Yeah. Yeah.
This, you know she's going to talk. If you got a question for Felicia.
You do should, I have a question
yeah,
for
you
Felicia?
Yeah, you should ask her to see if you can get it open her mouth.
What would be my question for Felicia?
Ask her what she meant by her Hershey Kisses comment.
Yeah, what do you mean by your Hershey Kisses? Are those in your bra?
Yeah. What's up with the Hershey Kisses?
I'm not talking!
But you are. What's the deal with the Hershey Kisses?
If you must know, we're talking about boob sweat.
Okay.
And it was a story, I went to the store and I pulled out my card out of my bra because I carry stuff in there. And I had to wipe it, and I gave it to him, and he grabs it, the clerk, and smells it. And he said it smells like Hershey Kisses. Because I'm dark, get it? But I'm
Well, I got it immediately.
That's a little bit disturbing, but...
My breasts are disturbing.
Thank you.
No, just kidding.
I was going to say, but, I mean...
Nancy's the best, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Also a little bit erotic. I don't know.
Erotic.
Depends
I think it's
on where
erotic.
You lean.
I think a nipple that's color of a Hershey Kiss would be very pretty, personally.
Well, they are.
Could be that you just also store Hershey's Kisses in there.
I do, actually.
Right?
Don't they get melty?
Yeah, they do. That's why it tasted like it.
Yeah, but boob sweat.
Sweat from my boobs.
I get boob sweat, too. And the more weight I lose, the more boob sweat I get. I swear to God, I'm going to have to get a bro.
I'm just imagining the table in the examination room. She goes in for like a mammogram or something. She's like, hold on. And just pulling stuff out, just... There we go.
Yeah, that is
small handgun, pair of handcuffs, 5 credit cards,
cell phone.
So your boobs aren't really that
couple
big.
Couple of Hershey's
all the
Kisses.
Exactly, David. If I pulled my bra off now, it'd just be 2 mosquito bites and everything else I carry in there.
2 mosquito bites. Yeah. Are you a boob man?
Oh yeah, he is.
Wow.
Yeah, he is. And I think Julie can agree with me on this.
It depends. If they, you know, you can't sit across from me in a low-cut blouse and expect me to behave myself.
Sure.
Or not look.
Sure.
I mean...
Pull your shirt up, Ken.
Yeah. That's why he does it.
Solid anchor.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly... I do make, when I was younger, the first thing I looked at, you know, and I got caught way too many times. So as you get older, you figure out how to use your peripheral vision. Yeah, so I don't do that much anymore. I try to look them in the eyes and, you know, hope
or
they're not
sunglasses.
Knowing what I'm thinking.
I don't think I've ever been.
A boob man?
Yeah, they're not important to me.
I'm honestly a leg man. I swear I like nice long legs and feet.
Yeah.
I'm a foot man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, legs are awesome.
Toes.
You know what I like? those over-the-knee boots. I don't know if they have a name for them, but
they
boots.
Do. Long, can I say it? Like,
yeah,
say it.
Say it. Say it. What are they called?
Come fuck me boots.
Oh yeah, you can
there
say
we
it.
Go.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. So those, I love those over-the-knee with a short skirt. So you just get like this little band of thigh. That's all you get.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh,
I can handle that.
That's good stuff.
She's Julie embarrassed herself. Which
she's all she's been red all day.
Special talent to embarrass yourself.
But you know, when I was in school, I loved the girls that wore those dresses. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, I probably could if I thought hard enough. If I thought really hard, I could probably remember my first pair of shoes. No, I loved those tight skirts that they used to wear in the 70s, late 60s, and Bobby socks, and you know they always had pretty white panties. And the only reason I know that is I would make a point to be picking up my books as the bell rang, and they would
absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, what boy didn't do that?
Right.
Oh, honestly. These days they use phones now. They just slide it under.
Yeah, no, that's I'm beyond it now. But you're right. I've seen that. But girls are doing it too and
I
posting
did that to
it.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You've never done it to me.
You don't know that.
Oh, so you're a sneaky little heifer.
Yes, I am.
So you're saying there's an up jock website out there somewhere?
Yeah. I have a for you. Or no, I have a, what are they, a for you page? Not a for you page. Those pages where you can sell feet shots and stuff. It's all about David and he don't even know about it.
Right. Like OnlyFans or
OnlyFans.
Something? Yeah.
I even have a picture of his boob sweat on there.
Nice.
My boob sweat?
Yeah.
You said you
she's not
going to
post
boobs.
Pictures of her own body. She's going to make some money somehow.
Thanks,
well,
Ken. Thanks, Ken.
I want royalties off of that. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never signed a release. Oh, ooh.
We got the finger. Yeah. I missed the finger.
You missed my finger.
I do.
Yeah. We always enjoy your finger. Yeah. Especially that one. All right, well, let's take a little break, and then we'll let our guys pay some bills, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more. Hopefully, a more intelligent conversation.
Time to visit the loo. Sit tight. Back in a few.
We're here at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door.
Here in Farmington, New Mexico.
Felicia Flores, you work with a lot of first-time home buyers. What do you suggest is the first step in buying a home?
I'm glad you asked that, Julie. The first step, I would suggest that you go see a lender, maybe even up to three, just to shop around and get the best rate that you can get.
What do you think is a good down payment to save up for?
As low as about 3.5%.
Interesting.
It can fluctuate from there.
And for more information, you can visit our website, GoldenDoorFarmington.com.
Our phone number is 505-325-4153.
Making candles is a huge science, and every different fragrance you use, it may take a different fragrance load, percentage, and type of wick that we use, the size of jar. Everything just varies from candle to candle. Fragrance oils, I use non-toxic. All of my candles are made of a coconut wax base because it's clean, it's renewable, it's sustainable, it's a healthy, eco-friendly type of wax to use, and it burns more slowly than paraffin wax or soy wax. Grand Pacific, Russ with an E. Because it's luxury.
Beautifully Blessed Boutique is now available online only at blessedteak.square.site. That's blessedteque.square.site. You can peruse their entire selection for women and men, small to large bags, luggage, clothing, and accessories. Buy online and have it shipped directly to you. That's blessedteque.square.site for Beautifully Blessed Boutique.
They're Dunny Dunn.
We're back.
We're back.
I'll be back, you be front. This time. I'm tired of being in front.
Kinky. Damn.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking. Today's day and age, right? Both of you are married. Mm-hmm. So
as in both of us, are you talking to me and Julie?
You and Julie, yeah.
Okay.
And Ken has...
Not to each other, but...
Yeah, right.
Don't get
I've met both your husbands, and I love them both. And I, you know, I... And that's another thing, too. I tell people all the time that I know well that I love them. And I said something about that up there to Nancy, and Celeste immediately goes, "She's taken." I'm like, hold on. No.
I didn't say I bone you. I said I love you.
So, but... And I know, I think I've told you to your face that I love you. I mean,
yeah,
when I like somebody a lot, it's there's a special place in my heart. I love you too, Felicia.
I love you too.
And I love Marco. I mean,
even though I get on your nerves sometimes, but
you actually. It's Julie that gets pointing at herself.
She was like, it's me. It's me. No.
You guys are great.
You instinctually ducked when you said that.
And I love Herb, too. What a great guy. I mean, honestly. Wow. And I know that, and I'm jealous of the relationship that you guys have with your husbands. Oh, it's nice. It really,
ours is very sexual. I'm sorry. I would be jealous.
Don't be sorry.
Yeah, right.
Send videos.
I just had a visual of us doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not me and you, but me and Marco.
Right. Yes.
He didn't go there. He knew what you meant. I don't have a visual of you and Marco or you and Herb ever.
Thank you. Sure?
Okay, I know.
I think
that.
A lot of people do because he's a lot lighter than me and he has green eyes and I'm dark. And it's like envisioning.
I don't know Herb or Marco, so if I were to envision that,
we've got to get him on the show.
It would be you guys with like a crash test dummy or something, just like faceless.
Because
I don't know either one of them.
Well, it's funny because when you meet Marco, you envision him as this big guy.
I did, of course.
And then here comes this short guy, stocky, and that's my man.
He's the kind of guy, though, that I'm telling you right now. He may be small in stature, but he's muscular.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, you better... I know this for a fact because I've been in several bars when I was younger. Better not jack with him. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, he'll kill you.
Well, now I have to.
Huh?
You shouldn't have said that. Now I have to when I meet him. To me, David.
That's not the kind of jack that I'm talking about.
Oh, damn.
I like to mess with people.
You guys got to be somewhere or what?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, my corner is getting late.
So why is it that it seems like you have to justify telling another person, especially another man, that you love them?
I don't think I should.
You shouldn't, but you are.
I have,
there's a pressure there. So why is that?
Because some men are like... You were okay with it, but I have said it to somebody that I knew well, and I won't rat him out. He has since mellowed out, and I've heard him say it back to another man now.
Right.
But it's just, I don't know. I don't feel like I need to justify it to you, but the way I look at it is if they give me that look like, what the hell? And I had to justify it to our bartender.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
made me a great drink, you know, and I'm like, oh, God, I love you.
Yeah, bartenders are used to being hit on by, like, everybody.
Well, that's
all
true.
Night long.
Like, you know, that's a solid point.
Like, poor Dre.
Yeah.
And you weren't hitting on them. You were just saying.
No. Now, if I was younger, damn right I would. But I'm past that point in my life where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine you, when you were younger, David, as a cat caller.
A cat caller. I've never heard that term.
I imagine people just walking up to you and you're like, hey, you want to get out of here? Just kidding.
Well,
kind of.
I think in our last show, we talked a little bit about I am not... had that level of confidence. I'm not a one night stand kind of guy. Even when I thought I was a stud monkey, I can't do it. I've got to know somebody before I can get intimate with them. I never had a one night stand. Never.
I'm that way now and have been for a while, but I didn't. I wasn't that way.
I know.
Yeah. That was a big old hoe.
Yeah. A big old hoe. Not just a little hoe. A big old hoe. Yeah. But I know most men are, and not that I wasn't on a hornball. Most men are that way, especially when they're younger.
Yeah, we're kind of engineered that way.
Exactly. As women get older, like in their 40s, is when their hormones kick in more right. so, and they become the hornball, and the guy's starting to mellow out. So
yeah.
whoever the grand master was for this plan screwed it up.
Right. Right.
But think about it, honestly.
That's why teachers and students. Because a 40-year-old woman deserves an 18-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. I was,
yes.
I was in love with my French teacher, for sure. And yeah. I was 17, 16, 17. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But you know, that's happening these days, too. That's you've seen some of the lawsuits.
Yeah.
And it's been women. I don't know if the men don't. I'm sure it happens with men and male teachers and younger girls.
Right.
I'm not seeing as much as I have about older women teachers and their male students.
I have. Yeah. That's an issue.
It is. And there was something, that, I don't know, a couple years ago, it was a big, big hoopla about it, someplace that I think up around New York or something. And he was, the student was quite young, but he was like leaving home, he was going to marry her, and, you know, he wasn't old enough to get married.
Yeah.
That kind of deal.
Yeah.
And she was egging it on.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. So did you have crushes on any of your teachers?
Oh, massive. Yeah.
Did you tell him?
No.
I told my French teacher I loved her.
I was extremely shy. Like, massively shy. No one ever...
Julie's like, oh,
snickering
bullshit.
Over here.
I did have one of my son's friends hit on me, like, aggressively.
Really?
And I had to throw him out of my car.
Yeah.
Oh. And he was in my car because I took a group of them to lunch for senior... It was their senior year.
So he was 16, 17?
No,
18.
He was about almost 18. He's like, I'm not getting out of this car until you give me a kiss. I said, get the hell out of my car.
Oh, you should have gave him a kiss. And then kicked his ass. Then kicked his ass out. All right, so let me ask you something. If you're giving me a ride somewhere and I'm not getting out of your car until you kiss me, would you give me a little peck?
Yeah, you're harder to get out of.
Yeah, you
forcibly.
I'd be all, here's a blanket, just sleep.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding.
Just drive into an alleyway somewhere. Park the car.
The thing that would
call
get
Marco,
me would
come
be
get
like,
me.
The thing that would get me be like, you grab the phone and go, Marco?
Is that what, all I gotta do?
Oh, hell. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. I'm really trying not to talk. I don't want to crash your show. I would make it too fun.
You make it more fun.
Yeah, too fun.
We can bounce things off of Julie and Felicia.
Yeah, you guys can. Oh, are you talking? Why did you guys look at our chest when
I don't know,
you said
like
that?
Tennis balls, racquetball, whatever. We'll find something to bounce off.
Or our heads. Oh.
I don't know, man. I'm
stress balls.
Julie, why don't you take us to a commercial break and
do we have
we'll
another
regroup.
One coming up?
I'm sorry, you have 20 seconds left.
No, just take it.
Do you want to?
Yeah, just take it.
All right.
I'm
those
still...
are valuable 20 seconds, David.
Shut up, Ken.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, I'm Celeste. I'm from Prager's Bar across the street from the college here in Farmington. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and our full menu at Prager'sBar.com.
I'm Nancy, also at Prager's Bar. We have trivia every Wednesday. We have different themes, lots of prizes, and we're about to start Singo every other Thursday.
We have the garage door now, and then we have our full food truck. Got a lot of good food in there.
At Prager's, my favorite drink to make here is an old-fashioned.
5170 College Boulevard, Suite 106.
All right, guys. As always, here at Traeger's, it's pinkies down.
Thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happened in the Encore Coffee Shop?
So first of all, we have a new baker. She also has her own business, Ms. Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
The sea, the back, bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Oh, we have got to explore this.
I know. We just learned that Julie is a beast.
So
I'm not going to call it out, but I'm just going to lay it down that I had a record that I was pretty proud of.
Five times.
And she's
one
like,
day.
Whatever.
Hold my beer.
Amateur.
Hold my beer.
That was several years ago, too. So.
Yeah, mine was too. Yeah.
I don't want to brag.
But I'm good.
Oh, now it comes out.
Well, my.
Don't be lying now.
I won't.
Okay.
I'll look you right in the eye. My second wife was extremely sexual. And so, you know, it was an all day affair when the kids were gone. Between the two of us, we had five kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Why are you so shy?
Huh?
Why are you so shy?
I don't know. I don't know, because she's still out there. I don't know if she listens to this. Oh. I haven't heard anything, but.
You don't kiss and tell.
No, I try not to. I mean, I have, but I, yeah, try not to. Try not to brag, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. Here's the deal with me. I'm lucky if I get one to the bed.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of at this point.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why Jerry can't shake me.
Damn.
She cannot get rid of me. I'm like, no. I got this locked down. No.
Not going anywhere.
I'm going anywhere.
Listen, I'm so glad that we got this conversation out of the way because there could be a lady coming. Really, I don't think it's probably appropriate.
I think she would play into this.
Oh, she probably would. Yeah, she would.
She definitely would.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you know?
I know. I've met her. I know.
Yeah.
But have you listened to their show?
She's,
I mean,
one of
she's
our
like freaking. Yeah,
listen,
she doesn't
our,
pull
you
back.
Listen to our show, Ken. Sure. No. Female Encounters of the Lifetime.
What's it? Wait, what's it called again?
Female Encounters of the Lifetime.
I think I've heard of that.
We get free drinks because you don't listen to the show.
Yeah. I know. I screwed David on that one.
He had to buy two or
at
three
the time,
times.
I wasn't even listening to our own show.
Yeah. I would ask him what he thought. He'd be like, oh, man, I haven't.
Yeah,
dude, I haven't heard it.
Fun.
You guys just caught up, didn't you, on ours?
Yeah, so I'm caught up on ours.
Yeah.
I need to get back to theirs.
Yeah.
But I have some massive catching up to do because I was already behind. Now I got to go back. Yeah.
Julie, how many episodes do we have out?
35, I think.
30, yeah, something like that. You have probably 37 in the books.
Yeah.
Or 36 in the books.
We passed
50.
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the thing for that.
We did. Yeah, we just passed 50, and download-wise, we really need help. We need everybody that listens to this show. And I made a plea
sure
on Facebook. I made a plea on Facebook, right? And boy, this one, Julie jumps all over.
You shared it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did because you just gave me more exposure.
Well, yeah. So I'm actually helping out.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You are, but.
Did you notice I didn't put the link to your show on there?
I did notice that.
Crop that out.
I had it in on my post, and she took it off.
Yeah. I only put what he wrote, and I cropped out the link.
I have to go back to July 1st is,
oh, we ain't no bitches. Oh.
Is the next one.
What?
For you guys. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how far behind they are. Yeah.
He has a life.
In the bedroom.
I have a lot of stress. That's what. That's
what it is.
Yeah, Ken and I both are in an extreme amount of stress for sponsorships kind of stuff. So we're trying to help each other out.
Yeah.
I do have a line on a few, and I might even have one for you. So we'll discuss that off mic a little further. But,
yeah.
Why don't you sponsor Who's Mike? Milk. Who's Mel what? Encounters what? Of the Life Bank. I'm asking your audience to go ahead and sponsor you.
Yeah, there's links on there. You can make a one-time donation. You can make a monthly donation. We'll take
audience members, if you all want to
keep this show alive.
Yeah, just kind of kick in or whatever, show support.
I've never heard such shameless begging in my life.
All right, we don't have the bodies to go out and stand on the street corner like Felicia does.
Thank you.
We could,
or the boobs.
We could sell
your
antics.
Underwear?
We could sell antics on the show.
We could.
Yeah, you can.
Or dares.
Pay us a certain amount of money. Tell us what you want to do. Done.
Okay, well, I don't know how flexible you are, but
I'm not flexible. Morally, very flexible. Okay, physically, concrete slab.
Yeah, me too. All right, so I can so see this happening, okay? Because I've done this before on a radio thing, okay? Years ago. So let me just say, are you prepared if somebody says, I'll give you guys $100 if you will kiss and video it?
For $100?
$100. I'm not so sure I would do that, Ken.
Depends on how long and lingering the kiss has to be.
Exactly. That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, through. Well, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So, I would consider, you could tell by my reaction.
Yeah, I could. The minute I said something, I could see
I'm
the wheels turning.
Yeah, options. All right, we need to put some riders into this one.
No tongue.
Yeah. No follow-up. No. Yeah.
No under the sweater action.
Hands off. Okay. Yeah.
So it's an
hands
A-frame.
Behind the back.
It would be an A-frame. It would be an A-frame peck is what you're saying.
Yeah, hands behind the back, lean in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put a chair between us, lean over the chair.
So somebody said hold it for 30 seconds. Would you do that? Open mouth.
Like
no.
Open mouth.
Oh, I was going to say old style Hollywood kiss.
No, open mouth.
You know how they used to just fake that?
Just do the...
Yeah, closed mouth.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening, but we're faking like it is. Yeah.
It would cost more than $100.
Yeah.
All right, here's I'll lay down the gauntlet.
Yeah.
For $5,000,
oh God,
I'll give you an open mouth kiss.
Yeah.
And we'll
for
video
30
it.
Seconds. And I get to video.
Okay.
15.
Yeah.
15 seconds?
15 seconds.
No, we choose the location.
Grand.
Yeah.
And you can't have anything to drink beforehand.
Oh, no. You know, I've got to
have... Yeah, that's fine.
Got to have something to
actually
drink.
Makes it better.
Oh, my God.
I have to do something about my chapped lips. Jerry's used to them, but maybe you wouldn't be. There's a different thing about kissing a girl, right? Girls are, like, really soft.
Yes.
It's super awesome.
I can tell you that. Guy that I grew up with, best friends with, we took him to Kansas City with all time from high school, well, actually junior high on. We were at a party somewhere, New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah.
And then I had a date. He and his wife was with him, or I don't know if they were married at the time, but anyway, midnight, you know, it's time to kiss, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all walking around kissing and mainly kissing, you know, I kissed his wife, my date, and blah, blah, blah. He come over and grabbed my face and laid a big wet one on me.
Yeah.
I was a little drunk.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was a little drunk, and I was like, oh, nice. And he goes, ooh, now I know how, you don't remember her name. Oh, God, I hope they don't listen.
Right.
Anyway, he goes, now I know how so-and-so feels. And I'm like, what? He goes, "You're furry." And he's got furry too. So he goes, "Now I know how she feels when she kisses me." I'm like, "Well, God, okay, I'm so glad I can do that."
Just don't move around a lot so the hairs don't get tangled up together, yeah. And you can't pull them apart. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Especially if you've had something sugary to eat.
Right.
You know, ahead of time.
Oh, right. Sticky. Just stuck on there. Yeah.
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 No, I used to do the just messing with guys. So I've never actually hit another man's lips. But I used to do the thing where I'd go up and very quickly, like, put my hand over their
mouth. And
grab
and kiss them.
And kiss the back of my hand. And they would freak out.
Well, last Thursday when we were here, when I grabbed you over in the corner and was shaking you and you...
Yeah.
I was so tempted. But I didn't know those two guys that were beside you. I was going to lay one on you.
I was going the other direction.
I already heard that they might be a possible client. Right. So I didn't.
I was hoping that they thought we were about to get in a fight.
Yeah, I know.
You That's went why one I grabbed right. you back.
Yeah.
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 Bar fight.
I don't fight.
Totally fake. I don't anymore.
I didn't. You had to really either be... coming after somebody or...
Yeah.
I told a story on the show that one of my ex-bosses, and it was a good friend, a female, about, you know, and she kept telling everybody, "Oh, he's just a big teddy bear, he's a big teddy bear." And so we get to talk a little bit more. She goes, "Oh, yeah, I remember that deal. That was the day when you were a grizzly bear." Damn straight. You go messing with mine, you know, you're gonna bite off more than you can chew.
Yeah.
You know, but I typically, because of my size, and my dad was one of the things that he was like, "Son, you're going to be big, you know. You're going to be, you need to learn to control your temper." And I've told both my boys that same thing because they're both good sizes.
I have a temper. I can get triggered. But most of the times, especially when I'm drinking, so like the whole bar fight thing, the more I'm in a bar, the further away from my fight that I get. Because men don't exist in my world.
I know. You're right.
Women. I'm loving the women, man.
Listen, we are out of time. I once again... started this thing out. I had no clue. No.
Yeah, we still don't.
And, you know, I have a whole list in my mind, but someday maybe we'll go through some of it. All right, brother. Well, listen, you got any last words? Felicia's over there. Felicia's hitting on Jerry.
She's working the crowd.
She is.
Look at her. You got any last words, Felicia?
And Marco is here.
Is
I'm telling you.
My husband's here. He's going to catch me with Jerry.
Oh, no. Julie, any last words? No? Don't give me that look. Just give me a last word.
If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Yeah, that's it. I like that. Stephen Stills.
Yeah.
Love the one you're with. Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of a mantra.
It was. I can't touch that.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm spent.
Yeah.
That's it? We're gone?
That's
we
it?
A cigarette.
Cigarette. Yeah. We're going to go have a cigarette.
You still got a couple of minutes. I mean, you still got a few seconds.
Oh, take us out of here.
Take me home.
Oh, we just ran out of seconds, Julie.
Oh.
Seriously. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.